first of all, congratulations. Saw the film yesterday. We're not allowed to do any reviews of it for a couple of weeks, so we'll be excommunicated by Paramount, but that's all I have to say about that. Now, the one thing you may have done, in fact, where you have gone and have never been before, is I'm a Star Wars geek, and you may have actually converted me to being a Star Trekkie on the back of that film. So,
wow. Well done. we're thrilled that you enjoyed it.
You came to the dark side.
I've come to...
Wait a second.
Now, John, you're kind of the lucky one that gets to share the limelight here with the hometown boy.
Yes.
Lucky are you?
You are very lucky.
I mean,
lucky.
Do you feel so lucky right now?
How lucky I am all day.
So lucky.
Well, what you have to tell us, and we'll pretend he's not here, is any, you know, goes on tour, stays on tour, but any... Did he behave well?
We do, don't we? Getting out of Australia. I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. Was he well behaved?
Carl's a beautiful man. I can't say enough about this guy. Except for his uncontrolled drinking. but aside from that and the abusive nature he displays when drinking, he's a really great guy.
Just apart from that one thing.
Thanks, pal. That's good.
Now, Mr. Sulu is a bit of a legend in his own right. Had you always had ambitions to play him?
Yeah. When I was a child, I wasn't a huge Trekkie, but when
last
I...
Last year.
Should we ask him to leave?
Please.
You want to do it solo? Or Sulu? Sorry. Come on, seriously. This is an interview bit.
I'd rather do this solo.
Sorry. It's a serious show.
Okay. As I was saying before, Carl interrupted me in a drunken stupor. As a child, you know, on television, there weren't a lot of, where I grew up in Texas, there weren't a lot of great representations of Asians on television. But George was just the exception. Star Trek was the exception. It was such a positive role. And I remember being...